who would like to start?
I can
start. Go ahead. Sure.
Do you have something in mind yet?
I'm working.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go first. I had a few things that popped into my mind right away, but one place in particular that really jumped out at me was the Arctic. I went up there this summer to go on a canoe expedition, and in particular the Mara River. It's in the East Northwest Territories, and it ends up in Nunavut, in Baffin's Inlet. And we did a 3-week expedition up there, and it was just, you know, for the first time in my life, I felt like I was actually in a remote place. And I just felt like I couldn't get that anywhere else. And the wildlife was unbelievable up there, and the human history up there was unbelievable, and the Inuit people, and, you know, they call it the Barren Lands, but really, we would go up there in the summertime, and there's more life than ever. Flowers and different types of plants, and learn about the roots and the berries that the Inuit would eat. At one point, we sat among thousands and thousands of caribou, and it was a place where we built a really strong sense of community over the course of 3 weeks. So, it's a really special place in my heart.
Thanks.
I can go if we're not going to.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no.
All right. Well, my place is kind of like where I came from, because I was born in Hong Kong. But for me, it's special just because, it's very urbanized, so there's, a lot of energy. There's, a lot of people, and you're, shoulder to shoulder, but I don't know, it's just something about how that many people can just kind of live in one place and it still functions, everything runs properly, smooth, there's no, anarchy or anything. Of course, there's going to be, disagreements here and there, but in general, it still is, a society where, just so many people can work together, and there's just, this really fast pace, go, and, a lot of my family's still over there, so I've got that tie to it, but it's still, my home.
For me, my place is my family farm. I think about all those times where I have just solemn reflections, just being alone, whether it's jogging on the country roads, seeing scenic stuff like that just from our crops, or just driving the tractor and doing work and just getting lost in thought. But, yeah, when I think of nature, I think of my own farm, and I'm happy to have my own farm too.
For me, it also happened to be my family farm, because growing up there, you get to see how the land changes over time, and over the seasons, so you get to see the harvest, and how it's so much different from the seeding process, and it's very tranquil. But this summer, my family and I, we went down to the Red Deer River, Big Valley area, to ride, and even 2 days, you could not get enough of the scenery. Especially on horseback, for us, it was more tranquil and a completely different change of scenery for us. So we really enjoyed it.
I guess mine would be there's just a memory that popped in my head. Vanessa and Probes, we lived over there. We do in Wyoming too, but I just remember the memory. You're driving home in the dark or whatever, and I'm just looking at the sky, and I just felt such a peace of being able to see the stars.
Is the community there?
I just love the country. Even though we don't live on a farm, it's just, there's just something so safe about it. Just appreciate it. And even at home, we don't live on a farm, but we're surrounded by farmland. And you get to see everything. And it just feels so.
It just makes me feel
Born and raised on a farm. My dad taught my brother and me at a very young age to hunt. I got to him about six. He would trust me with that hunting. And we go hunting, and by the time I was eight, I could go hunting on my own. And in the fall, the upcoming game was ready to harvest. It was a taste of joy. So I would go out. And it was always on the prairie, in the bush. So I would go out with my 22 or my shotgun, and it was, I didn't pretend that I was stalking. I wasn't always successful, but just the things I experienced while walking in the prairie and listening, or like you hear an owl hoot, and you could smell the grass that you were walking on, and I realized that dry, the grass would make a noise, you would step on a twig, and that would scare the game, so that you wouldn't get anything that day. But people challenge when I tell this story to some people, they say, well, how does it feel to be alone? And that's where they have a grown-up. In nature, you're not alone, because there's so much around you. So I savor those, I still think of those times. And even when I came home, I still have a great time to have the experience of being immersed in the world.
I think my special place is the prairie sky. I never tire of the mountain sky, especially in the summertime when you have a very beautiful fall. The sky is so enough for the heart. And mine is just endless. And I know we live in D.C. for a number of years, and of course with the tall trees and the mountains. And it was always like I wanted to push that all away. I wanted to see the sky. Like, I born on the prairie. That sky becomes part of your identity. And that's what's important.
That resonates with me as well. When I first moved out, like I worked a few summers out in the mountains, and it was like that too. I'm like, where are you going to move those things out of the way? But actually, I wanted to mention a time when I did go to the mountains. I went up the Ozalenka Trail, which is near McBride, and you go up. There's a cabin up there. It's like a 4 or 5 hour hike. And then you can hike up to these alpine lakes from that cabin. And we went up there, and it was late in the summer in August or something, so all of the vegetation was out. But there's this particular kind of grass that looks like it's been braided. And when you're coming down the mountain, you can slide on it like it's a gigantic slip and slide. It's so awesome. And yeah, it was such a feeling of like being a little kid and discovering some part of the natural world for the first time, because I'd never been up in the alpine before. I'd never seen grass like that before. But thanks for sharing.
What kind of farmer are you? Or were you?
What kind of farmer?
Yeah, what you raise? Mixed up.
Grass finished deep. Kind of we've gone back to the 1560s model. We're about an hour out of campus.
Oh, okay.
Come and see us sometime.
Which way out of town?
Highway 26 East. Northwest of Kilburn. And you're fine?
We raise mixed limousine and also grain and stuff.
And where are you
at? Pigeon Lake. So, yeah.
You mean Ryan then, didn't you?
Ryan.
Mason?
He's from around Pigeon Lake.
Familiar. Name sounds familiar. I'd
have to hit that as a poultry boy. Not sure which side you live.
Because I'm from the south side, like near Mammy or West Village.
I'm really glad you brought up the whole idea of the sky being part of our identity. I think that really resonated with me anyways. You know, there's something really special about the trees. All summer I go into the mountains, and I always look forward to coming back for some reason. I don't know, it's home. So, yeah.